Hey, fighters, I just want to make sure that you're aware that we have an amazing group coaching program helping hundreds of contractors all over the place called Battleground. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you'll get access to not just amazing trainings and programs and over a dozen coaching calls a month and this and that, but the greatest community on planet Earth for home improvement contractors to build relationships, level up their game, and kick some serious butt in their business. So head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, and we'll see you in there when you're ready to grow your business.
Hey, fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. The Stoic philosopher Seneca once said, quote, "Of all people, only those are at leisure who make time for philosophy. Only they truly live." Not satisfied to merely keep good watch over their own days, they annex every age to their own. All the harvest of the past is added to their store, end quote. So as usual, how does that ancient wisdom apply to the crazy world of fucking contracting? And, you know, kind of, in my opinion, it manifests itself in two ways I see in the community outside of the contractor fight. One is people ignoring the past, ignoring all those that kind of broke trail before us in the business world, in the contracting world. And instead of adopting what works, what's been proven in the market, we find ourselves reinventing the wheel. And I see it constantly when people are trying to create new systems for their business, or they're trying to think of a new marketing angle or service or something like that. You know, we all kind of suffer from snowflake syndrome and think that we're just super fucking unique. And we see it just in people parsing between the trades, like in our Shin Fu. It's like, well, I can't talk to a kitchen guy. I'm a roofer. It's like, guess what, assholes? You're in business. And 99% of what we all do is the same. And the actual trade at the end of it is just like seasoning on some food or something. It's just, that's the only thing that's different. But the fundamentals of communicating, marketing, selling, interacting with homeowners, fulfilling the job, leading your crew, all of that stuff is the same. So get rid of the unicorn syndrome. The other way I see it is we tend to be loners. You know, contractors in general tend to be independent-minded people. You know, so you have to be to go off on your own, get away from the security of working for somebody else and take on all of that risk. But we tend to take it a little bit further. We have a scarcity mindset. I know in my world, all the other painting contractors at the stores, everyone's just looking at each other sideways. Like they want to stick a 5-in-1 in your neck. You know, it's like they've all got the state nuclear secrets in their head, like the secrets to how to fucking lose money and be miserable for the rest of your life. And, you know, they're afraid that reaching out to another contractor for help will make them look stupid. Will make them, you know, asking for help in man's world, just like asking for directions, can be seen as a sign of weakness as opposed to a force multiplier, which is what it really is. So, you know, the solution to these two typical conditions is community. And I'm the first to admit I'm kind of an antisocial asshole on the surface. It's just kind of the way I was raised, and took me quite a while to open myself up to a broader community, and certainly a community of mostly dudes on the internet 7 or 8 years ago when I really started getting into the contractor fight community. And that was just kind of the domain of Grindr. So what do you get from this community? You know, we were just in Missouri. Nicole and I, our relationship manager, went up and did some market research. Got a bunch of the local FWs from 3 states together for a great dinner and just a few hours of camaraderie and building the bonds between the members. And it really kind of boils down to that old saying of like, we're the sum of the 5 people we hang out with. When I was looking around the table in Missouri and seeing what was going on, I saw transfers of just wisdom. We had people in all stages of life and stages of business that were freely sharing ideas to help people expand their horizons, to get over some hump they've got or whatever. We saw people with, you know, relatable experiences. It's one thing to hear Tom, myself, or the other coaches talking to you about shit and making some change in your business, but you're still like, how do I apply that to myself? You got your individual head trash. You've got all these things. And when you start speaking to other people in the same shoes as you, you realize that you're not alone. You realize that you're not a fucking unicorn and that people have won at what you're trying to do in the past. And it just kind of, in my case, from my experience, just kind of gives you that tailwind you need to persevere through hard times. So the lesson for Friday fails. It's been a long time since I've fallen trapped to this myself. But if you find yourself wanting knowledge, if you find yourself feeling alone and isolated, or if you just don't really know what to fucking do, it's like, step past the free content, step past the free Facebook group. And when you jump into Battleground or some of our other programs, what you're going to find is an unparalleled community, a depth of knowledge and support that you probably didn't know existed. I certainly didn't know it existed. And more importantly, you're going to find a community where you don't want to go. I know for a fact the people that I've met through these groups are rare gems in society. And to try and find those needles in the haystack locally is time consuming and difficult, whereas our broader community is just literally chock full of fucking winners that I want to hang out with, I want to learn from, and honestly, I want to live life with, because that's where a lot of my very close friends have come from. So get out of your comfort zone, find your tribe, find the people that are going to elevate you, ditch all the assholes that are dragging you down, telling you can't do it, telling you you're not smart enough, or whatever you're hearing. Just like, put those people aside, find the people that are your cheerleaders and they're going to rally you, and hang with them. So until next week, thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. Let's get after it. Have a great week.